Good morning, Emmanuel.
Good morning.
Welcome to our summer sing-along service. This service will be led by Jeff Gleed with the ensemble. Our readers today are Joan Baton and Jenny Poley. The prayers and intercession will be given by Wally Knight. And all the other notices you will find on the weekly sheet, except I will draw your attention to the Builders, Buildings and Grounds Work Day, which is on August the 4th, starting at 9:30. And they would welcome any of you who are able to attend that event. We heard this morning that Robert had his operation yesterday, and he is progressing well. Tea and coffee will be served after the service this morning. And another additional notice is, would you please advise Liz Lead if you are able and what you are able to bring for the food for the August the 3rd service. I will now light the Christ and Peace candles for a moment of reflection before our service begins. We hope.
We give thanks to God, who is Creator and who is love. We give thanks for Jesus, who is our light and our inspiration. We give thanks for the gift of the Holy Spirit, which works in us and through us to the glory of God. Thanks be to God. Amen. Well, good morning, everyone. Welcome to this summer sing-along, one of many from the past. We decided, rightly or wrongly, to move, or at least I decided, no one else did, to move this sing-along to replace a morning service rather than having it at the time we used to, which was 4 o'clock in the afternoon, much more so when we had partnership get-togethers in the summer. Which seems to have gone a little bit by the wayside. I want us to begin by thanking all those who've made this day possible. I want to thank the readers who will be sharing with us, to Wally, who's going to lead us in the prayers of intercession, to all our wonderful musicians, although we are minus two now, unfortunately. One of the flautists is at Fairford doing her work there, and our electric guitar player has come without one of his leads. So he's singing in the choir. Other than that, we're going to make a joyful noise to the Lord. I'm absolutely sure of that. I'm sure that we would all agree that music is one of the key, the medium ways through which we actually can feel real emotion. It's a profound thing for us. It can have a great effect on us throughout our lives. It often creates, doesn't it, in us, thoughts and feelings which I believe we wouldn't otherwise experience. I mean, you've only got to look at the impact that it can have through perhaps the way we view certain films. I mean, where would Jaws be without two notes played on a cello? Da-dum. It would just be a plastic fin coming through the water, wouldn't it? If you left it on silent, but there you go. Da-dum. And then Psycho. That agitated, raw sound of a violin bow rapidly and sharply scraping across the strings in that shower scene. Do you remember that? That's not exactly the right sound, but you know what I mean. And then, of course, there's the opposite of that. There's the beautiful, beautiful music that accompanies films like Titanic and Love Story. I'm sure that each of you have got your own favourite pieces of music which you enjoy listening to. And it seems to me that if you think about it, as I did, almost the entire nation gets stirred into singing Jerusalem at the top of their voices on the last night of the proms and at certain football matches, don't they? Of course, the hymns and songs that we sing as Christians can have a profound effect on us, can't they? You know that. Whether you come along to a wedding, a service, and often to a funeral, the effect that the words and the music combined can have on you is unbelievable. They can help us to express our faith, of course, in ways that are not easily done without those words and music written by Christian men and women through the centuries. So that's a brief introduction to what this morning is all about. That's enough talking from me for now. I want us to start off with two fairly modern hymns. There's going to be a little gap in between the two, just so that I change the key on the organ and you wait for an introduction. All the hymns are going to have a little bit of an intro in them, so be ready for that. You'll see, and I hope you've all got one of these wonderfully prepared orders of service with my own artwork on the front and the back, and the words lovingly done by my wife. So that's another big thank you too. Thank you, Lord, for this new day. I think it's a good hymn to start with, and that's going to go straight into that second hymn, Who Put the Colours in the Rainbow? So let's raise the roof, shall we? Let's have a really good time together here this morning. Let's get a smile on our face, because these songs are songs of thanksgiving.
Thank you.
I think you made a pretty good sound for a start off there. So let's have a short word of prayer, shall we? Let us pray. Loving God, we thank you that we can come along here today and join together in singing your praises and hearing you speaking to us through words of music. We are sure that you are a God who loves to hear our voices raised, offering our thanks through our music, and that you're also a God who's ready to listen to our prayers, not just for ourselves, but for this world, for those we love, for those we need to feel your presence near. So we ask that you will bless our time together, Lord. May we feel glad that we came today. May we feel your love surrounding each one of us, so that through our time of worship, we might be refreshed and ready to go out from here to serve you in the world, knowing you are with us in every thought we have, in every word we say, and every deed we seek to do in your name. We pray that this service may also help to lift the spirits of those who will hear it online later in the week. And just before we move on, Lord, hear us in a time of quiet, when we bring before you those things we feel we've said or done or not said or done, which we now regret, and would seek to know that you understand. May we feel your forgiving hand resting upon us in the quietness. In the noise and clamour of this world, may we hear your voice saying, "My child, you are forgiven." So thank you, Lord, for even when we can't quite feel forgiven ourselves, we know that deep down that you hold us in the palm of your hand, that you are always very near. We bring this, our morning prayer, in and through Jesus Christ, our Lord, our Saviour and our friend, and together we pray in the words he taught his disciples as we say, "Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, for thine is the kingdom, power and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen." The Church teaches us that God is spirit. And Jesus told his disciples that whilst he couldn't always be with them physically, he was leaving them with that gift of the Spirit, the essence, if you like, of God, which is able to work within each one of us, to show love and light to those around us. So, friends, I believe we can be confident that we are never, ever alone, knowing that God works within us through that power of the Holy Spirit. We can feel that presence as we each step along that road of life, of course. And that sounds like a great link, doesn't it, to singing the next hymn, "The Spirit Lives to Set Us Free." As you can see, we'll join in singing "One More Step Along the Road I Go," after that. So I've done a clever little link there, at least I think it was, between those two hymns. Off we go, and after these two songs, we're going to have a Bible reading, which is going to be shared by Jean Batten.
Thank you. Right, Psalm 98 can be found on page 563 in the Old Testament. O sing to the Lord a new song, for he has done marvellous things. His right hand and his holy arm have gained him victory. The Lord has made known his victory. He has revealed his vindication in the sight of the nations. He has remembered his steadfast love and faithfulness to the house of Israel. All the ends of the earth have seen the victory of our God. Make a joyful noise to the Lord, all the earth. Break forth into joyous song and sing praises. Sing praises to the Lord with the lyre and the sound of melody. With trumpets and the sound of the horn, make a joyful noise before the King, the Lord. Let the sea roar and all that fills it, the world and those who live in it. Let the floods clap their hands. Let the hills sing together for joy at the presence of the Lord, for he is coming to judge the earth. He will judge the world with righteousness and the peoples with equity. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Thank you very much indeed, Jean. It's great to see you up the front there reading for us. Well, so far, I guess you've noticed that we've sung fairly upbeat, fairly modern hymns. But now we come to what is, in my opinion, one of the finest ever written hymns. With the words by Edmund Budrie, who was born between... Well, he was born in 1854, died in 1932... So, not that long ago when you think about it, but the music's a little bit older, as you'll all know. It's from that wonderful opera that Handel wrote, and it's the tune Maccabeus. So, Handel wrote that probably around about 1770 or somewhere around that. Other than that, he's one of my favourite composers, so that's partly why he's in, I have to tell you. Thine be the glory, risen conquering Son. It's a resurrection hymn, so it needs to be sung with confidence in our hearts and certainly in our voices. Let's stand to sing Thine be the glory.
Thank you.
What a wonderful hymn that is. I thought at this point we might have a little break from singing and a pause for thought. A time really to reflect on the reason why we have music at all in our church services. Well, to me, Christ-centered music is one of the most beautiful, enduring gifts we've been given by God. It transcends mere sounds and melodies. It contains a sort of spiritual, divine language that reaches the very heart and soul, I think. And that can lift us beyond the noise and the clamour of this world, can't it? Sometimes into the nearer presence of God. In moments of joy, this music becomes a means of celebration. And in seasons of sorrow, thank the Lord, it's often our comfort. In times of uncertainty, I think it reminds us of the eternal truth. And there's something profoundly spiritual about the music which reminds us of the promises of Jesus and of his sacrifice and love. To me, I don't know whether you agree, but music can speak where words often fail. I believe that music lies not just in how it makes us feel, but how it can form us as people. It teaches us to understand theology, the workings and word of God. It can shape our thoughts. It helps us to understand words from the Bible sometimes. It's not just music, but a path towards shaping our lives and our ministry. Music is a gift, I believe, of the Holy Spirit. It can make us bolder sometimes, and other times it can soften our hearts. It can certainly strengthen our faith. There is a power, I think, a sacred power, which can sometimes even echo the heartbeat of heaven, drawing us closer to that one who is surely worthy of praise. Now, that is just a pause for thought, and I hope you found just a few of those words perhaps helpful. William Shakespeare writes in his play Twelfth Night, "If music be the food of love, play on." Well, I don't know about you, friends, but to me, music is life. It's one of the essences of life for me. It's a channel through which God can come and change things. It can make us want to go forward in confidence. So let's make a statement about going forward in confidence as we boldly sing, "We are marching in the light of God." And after this, Jenny Powley is going to share some words, which I've called a poem, because that's what they also are, from a previous minister, the Reverend Bob Ellis. And I liked the words, and although he's written them to a piece of music, we're going to just have them spoken today by Jenny. Before that, we are, I hope, marching in the light of God.
Thank you. We are here to praise the God whose power has made the Milky Way, whose beauty shines through every hue a vivid rainbow ray, whose loving care is evident in all that we survey. We glorify God's name. We are here to praise the God who offers healing when we ail, whose mercy and forgiveness holds no matter how we fail, who strengthens and supports us when we walk through death's dark veil. We glorify God's name. We are here to praise the Son who came to show God's human face, who by his birth in Bethlehem came to our time and space, who by his life and loving deeds brought knowledge of God's grace. We glorify God's name. We are here to praise the one who came salvation faith to bring, the one who by a painful cross extracted death's sharp sting, the one whose resurrection life turns winter into spring. We glorify God's name. We are here to praise the Spirit who empowers human skill to transform a world where poverty denies God's loving will, in whose power we will promise to eradicate Earth's ill. We glorify God's name. This hour of celebration we will use to sing God's praise. We will bring our hearts thanksgiving and our joyful songs will raise. We will worship and adore him. We will serve him all our days and glorify his name.
Good old Bob, he hits the nail straight on the head, doesn't he? Some wonderful words. I don't know whether you have spotted the theme that I've been trying to create here this morning, probably not, but it is this. Our choice of hymns and songs relate to two central messages of faith to me. Firstly, that God is seen as creator, sustainer of the universe, whose glory was revealed, at least in part, through Jesus. And secondly, that if you accept this wonderful revelation, then logically to me, you have no choice but to praise him, to marvel at his works, to follow him throughout your lives, rejoicing in the power of the Spirit. Now, I've got to tell you that I like our next hymn very much indeed, because in it, we have Jesus asking us a number of questions. Will you come and follow me? Will you show my love? Will you proclaim my message, forgetting yourself? Will you take risks in my name? I wonder what our answer would be to those questions. Let's sing number 7 in the sheet, and will you come and follow me? And after that, Wally Knight is going to lead us in our prayers for ourselves, others, and the world.
Thank you. Our prayers of intercession for today. Dear Lord, today as always, we have much to pray for and much to thank you for. We ask first of all that there may be a much stronger desire for peace in the world, especially among nations at war. We pray that those with power would want for lasting peace, true peace, and that all peacemakers everywhere would be blessed with strength and resilience. May we also do all we can to look after the precious world that you gave us, along with all of its resources. We pray now for all our churches, including, of course, the Old Town Partnership, to reach out into our neighbourhoods and show them all the blessings our faith can bring. May we strive to bring light, hope, and encouragement to others. For all those who are suffering at the moment and those who care for them, we offer our prayers for deeper faith, strength, and healing. We pray for them now in the silence. And now we ask that as many go on holiday, they may find enjoyment, relaxation, and feel really refreshed. We pause now to say thank you for the many blessings in our lives, for families and good times together, for the joys of music and hobbies and nature, for our worship together, and for other blessings which we now name. We pray all these things in your dear Son's name. Thank you. Amen.
Wally. We're nearing the end of our time together here, but first I want us to sing another hymn which talks about God, creator of the world, in that hymn which we probably sang a lot as children, I'm sure. He's got the whole world in his hands. I have to believe that God has got the whole world in his hands, despite what we see going on in the world today. I have to believe that God in his goodness will help us to overcome a lot of those world's wrongs. After this, we'll go directly into taking the offering.
Thank you.
Let us pray. Lord, all good gifts come from you. Bless these gifts of money that we now present before you, and use them as we pray will use us for the extension of your kingdom in this place and beyond. Amen. Amen. There's no grace. Please sit. I know you're panicking because there was no grace. But that's what we're going to say at the end, together. It's amazing how we get stuck in ruts, isn't it? Don't forget the grace. Right, just before our final hymn, I want to invite you, as Michael did earlier on, through to the hall for a drink and a chat. Perhaps you might want to tell us ways we might improve this service in the future. I'd also give you advance notice, very advance notice, that in the new year, after Robert has left us, we're trying to do a few things differently. We used to have, and have had for years, the tea services at 4 o'clock on a Sunday afternoon, 3 or 4 times a year. It's already been agreed that we're going to have 4, I like to call them, cafe services, because they're being held at 10:30, a normal Sunday service, and they'll be in the hall. They'll be sat round some tables, and we'll be having a coffee and a bit of cake and a biscuit, and like lots of churches do now. And it's a different way of coming together as a community of Christ people and sharing in a different way. All worship is acceptable to God. Let's remember that. It doesn't mean sat in a pew in this church looking at a cross up there. It can be anywhere. So we're going to try that, and I'm sure it promises to be a revelation to some, but something I think which can give us a new experience. The other thing I'd just like to say, there's lots of these blue A6 posters in a container at the back. I'm going to bring them through to the hall after a few of you have taken them. But please take as many as you can and post them through friends' doors, give them to people. It's just advertising a few of the key events, the summer sing-along we're having today, but the tea and chats we're saying on there, the Remembering Loved Ones date, and there's another tea service in September. There's also lots of other things going on in the course of this year. Carols on the carpet, lessons and carols, you name it. So keep your eyes open, but let's not waste paper by leaving those sat in the boxes at the back. Please get rid of them. They're your way of providing a mission to others. So please, please do that. We're going to sing our final hymn now, and I know we've had it a bit monotonously lately, but I chose all these 3 months ago probably. And I believe it's a great hymn anyway, At the Name of Jesus. And personally, I feel in this instance, the more modern tune is a great tune to sing it to. I know the old diehards will say, oh no, I much prefer the one with 4-part harmonies. But, well, sorry, I disagree with you on this one. I think that At the Name of Jesus, to that tune, is a great one. And after that, we will say the grace together. And then the music group, who've done a very good job this morning, I'm sure you agree, let's give them a round of applause. We'll play us out. So, sing as you mean it. At the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow. Thank you. And we say the grace together. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all, evermore. Amen.